Top of mind, Bitcoin hit a six-week low of $72,474 Thursday, driven by a 1-2 punch. Fresh U.S. airstrikes on an Iranian military site near the Strait of Hormuz reignited geopolitical risk, and spot ETF outflows reached 733 on Wednesday alone. IBIT's second largest single-day redemption on record at 527.8 mimutters. The confluence matters because it reveals a structural shift. The ETF channel that carried the 2025 bull run is now the primary exit ramp. With BTC now negative year-to-date on the ETF wrapper, 596 net outflows per so-so value, Trump's Truth Social crypto capital post failed to arrest the slide. JP Morgan characterizes the joint BTC and gold ETF pullback as a cooling debasement trade tied to Iran deal optimism, not a rotation into gold, a distinction worth watching as peace talk timelines shift. Market structure. Price flows. BTC fell to $72,474 intraday Thursday, lowest since April 13. 8 consecutive days of ETF net outflows total. 2.6 billion since May 15. May net outflows hit 2.1 billion, the largest monthly retreat since November. IBIT YTD flows remain 2 billion plus on a lifetime base of 64 billion. Dark pool, block trade. A single unknown seller unloaded 1.3 billion of IBIT, 29.2 AMAL shares, via dark pool Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. UTC, Galaxy's Alex Thorne called it the largest dark pool IBIT trade on record. The block sale itself is not a net outflow, buyers absorbed the other side, but it coincided with a 1.5% spot move and fed Tuesday's 192.28 IBIT net redemption. Derivatives saw on liquidations, 935 matters in crypto liquidations over 24 hours. 874 mail were longs, with BTC accounting for 348.5 mails. CME and BingX Bitcoin open interest fell 9.8% and 9% respectively. Funding rates remain slightly positive, indicating retail longs defending 70k 73k's. On-chain, CryptoQuant, whale balances contracting YoY at fastest pace of 2026, mirroring March 2022 setup. Long-term holders control 84.3% of supply. Glassnode characterizes this as a structural absence of new demand, not accumulation. Coinbase Premium Index hit $94.95, a deep discount not seen since 2025 distribution peaks. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act stall, the digital asset market. Clarity Act awaits a Senate floor vote with no date set. The Parity Act, mining staking tax exemption, not yet scheduled for hearings. Legislative delay is cited across multiple sources as a direct headwind to institutional re-entry. The Digital Chamber launched a constituent lobbying push Thursday. CFTC judge Gemini reversal. CFTC and Gemini jointly moved to vacate a January 2025 consent order, with the regulator conceding the 2022 case should not have been filed, and relied on a whistleblower known to be lacking in credibility. The 5-meter penalty will not be refunded. Part of the broader Biden-era enforcement unwind, CFUCZ Hayes pardons. Crypto bank charters. OCC granted conditional National Trust bank charters to 5 crypto firms, including Ripple Labs and Fidelity Digital Assets. Dozens more applications pending at FDIC and OCC, including PayPal and Affirm. National Trust banks avoid FDIC insurance requirements and bypass state consumer protection caps. A material regulatory unlock. UK sanctions, HTX. Britain sanctioned Justin Sun's HTX exchange for alleged ties to Kremlin-linked networks, A7, and Garantex, both previously US sanctioned. HTX was the first major exchange to list World Liberty Financial's USD1 stablecoin. Network and industry. Miner behavior. Bitcoin miner inflows to Binance crossed 20,000 BTC, only the second time this year. Fidelity Digital Assets notes 30-day average hash rate and difficulty each down, 8.9% from highs, attributing the softness to miners pivoting power toward AI data center workloads, e.g., TeraWulf adding 1 GW HPC capacity in Kentucky. CME Bitcoin futures go 24/7 starting this weekend, permanently ending CME gap formation. 3 gaps remain open, the lowest near 67K. Kraken Bitcoin Vault launched Wednesday offering up to 2.5% APY on BTC via DeFi rails, Aave, Morpho, Tidro, through Veda, Centaura infrastructure. 30 MUTTOs deposited from 4,000 wallets in 10 hours. Non-custodial, but subject to 5-day withdrawal delay and DeFi protocol risk. Strive SATA, Strive's preferred equity instrument, estimated to have acquired 490 SATA BTC in a single day Wednesday, exceeding the 450 BTC daily mining issuance. Total holdings now 16,500 BTC, 1,109 BTC, acquired May 1922 at AVG, SAM 76,989, Sequans Unwind, SQNS completed full exit from its Bitcoin treasury strategy, now holding 658 BTC unencumbered after selling 80% of peak 3,000 BTC position. Investors from July 2025 peak sit on 90% losses. Macro linkages. US-Iran escalation drove Thursday's sell-off, fresh US airstrikes on Iranian military sites, and Iranian drone attacks on a US airbase in Kuwait sent WTI crude up 3.5% to the 92 WBL and directly triggered BTC's drop to $72,474, reversing peace deal optimism from earlier in the week. BTC is behaving as a high beta risk asset, not a geopolitical hedge. Debasement trade unwinding. JP Morgan links joint BTC and gold ETF outflows to Iran, deal hopes reducing demand for inflation hedges, not gold rotation. Fed total assets stagnant near 6.7T since April 15th as oil-driven inflation concerns constrain liquidity expansion, removing a key macro tailwind Bitcoin priced in during early 2026. BTC versus equities decoupling, NASDAQ 100 and Russell 2000 hit all-time highs Wednesday, while BTC fell below 75Ks, the sharpest single-day divergence in months. AI infrastructure stocks, SK Hynix, Micron Crossing, 1T market cap, are absorbing risk capital. Standouts, MasterCard secured a NYDFS BIT license for its transaction services subsidiary, clearing formal regulatory access to stablecoin and tokenized deposit infrastructure in New York. SOFI launched SOFI USD, the first stablecoin issued by a U.S. national bank, available inside a consumer banking app, on Ethereum and Solana. Listing on bullish planned. Samsung affiliates, Securities Card SDS, acquired a combined 4% stake in Upbit operator Dunamu for 408 MEMETAs, extending South Korea's institutional crypto consolidation wave. An anonymous plaintiff, Noah Doe, is suing in New York Supreme Court, claiming legal title to 3.8M BTC across 39,069 dormant addresses, 293B, using a lost property statute, including addresses with the Satoshi nonce pattern attributed to Satoshi. Galaxy Digital says the legal theory is structurally flawed. BIP-322 generic signed message format advanced to complete status following Oliver Guga's updates. Projects with prior BIP-322 implementations should review breaking changes, including a new human-readable prefix.